Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. As we discussed last time, a good journalist answers every story's who, what, where, when, why, and how when conveying details to an audience. Jesus used this same approach when communicating the Great Commission to his followers. The Great Commission is recorded five times in the Gospels and Acts. Each telling of the commission answers the who, what, where, when, why, and how of this high calling of Christ. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, we are told about the who of the Great Commission. Jesus is the who of the Great Commission. Through Luke's rendering of the Great Commission, we discover the what of this commission is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. In the book of Acts, we learn the where and when of the Great Commission. The when is when we receive power from the Holy Spirit. The where, for the first Christ followers, was Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. For us, it is our region, province, or state, country, and then to the ends of the world. Before we go out, we must first receive the power and counsel only the Holy Spirit can give. The Greek word translated as counselor is parakletos. Parakletos can be interpreted as one called to the side of another. Parakletos also explains why the Holy Spirit is called alongside the believer, to counsel and support the one who needs it. God the Holy Spirit is a personal being, the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit has been called to your side and indwells every born-again believer. You are ready to achieve the commission when you have the Holy Spirit. John reveals the why of the Great Commission. The purposes of God are fulfilled by the people of God when they are a sent people. Why? We are called to be on mission with God. Why? God is a sending God. Likewise, when we are sent and make disciples, we help new converts understand how they too can answer God's call to be sent. We are called to be ascending people, and we are sent to reveal God's work. Every true Christian is a missionary. Every true Bible-believing church should be a missionary sending station. Finally, Matthew explains the how of the Great Commission. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and told his disciples that he had been given all authority in heaven and earth. So the how of the commission is through Jesus' power. How do we execute his call? Through his power. I encourage you to look at these five scriptures that relate to your call as a believer. When you understand the who, what, where, when, why, and how of the Great Commission, you can positively impact this world for Christ. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.